Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone for joining us today. I'd like to remind everyone to please turn your cell phones off or put them on silence. Today is June 11th, 2024. We're at the Laughlin Town Advisory Board meeting. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the meeting room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other responsible efforts to assist the accommodation of people with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486. Supporting material provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris, 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services. You will also find it on the website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. Board members here today is Kathleen Haas, Fred Doten, Kathy Oates, Herm Walker. Our secretary today is Tammy Harris, 702-298-0828, or you can email her at tammy.harris@clarkcountynv.gov. County liaison is Mark Moskowitz, 702-298-0828, or 702-455-6173, or email at Mark Moskowitz, M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, at clarkcountynv.gov. Our first roll of business is the roll call of officers. Kathy Oates.
Present.
Fred Doten.
Yeah.
Herm Walker.
Here.
Pam Walker, no relation, is excused. And myself, Kathleen Haas. If you would please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Fred, you want to do it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be offered the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a board majority vote. I would like to take items 3 and 4 and combine them, which is the approval of the minutes for May 14th, 2024, and the approval of the agenda for today, June 11th, 2024.
I move that we suppose it's
written. Push your button.
Push your button.
I move that we accept both as written.
OK. Okay, we have a motion. Do I have a second? We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Moving on to items number five, informational items. One, we will receive a report of updates from the South County Liaison Mark Moskowitz on Coffee with a Cop, Startup in Nevada Laughlin Rural Road Show, Laughlin High School graduation, Chef Food Fest, a Silver Copper Crossing grand opening, and any other updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. If you'll bring up the PowerPoint presentation, we had a busy month. So on May 15th, I was able to attend Coffee with a Cop at McDonald's. And as always, I thank Metro and Renee for inviting our office to participate. It was a really good turnout. This was a unique one where every McDonald's in the state essentially had a police station that went there. So this was a unique one, but it was very nice that we were able to do that here locally. So if you want to go to the next slide. So this was the Startup NV Rural Road Show. We had a really good turnout, good dialogue, lots of interesting opportunities from the USDA and Startup NV. If you have any questions or anything, please reach out to our office. And if you go to the next slide, this one was on May 15th, but as you can see, there's a few others that are going on around the state. So if you want to attend them or want to just get some information, once again, reach out to our office. So thank you. And then the next slide. I want to thank Principal Estes. Commissioner Knaff was able to present a video to the graduating class at the Laughlin High School. It was very, very nice, very encouraging, and nice to see all these great graduating students. Commissioner Knaff also provided each graduating senior with a proclamation from the county that was all personalized to congratulate them on their endeavors and their future excitement. So those are always fun to do, where we can have all the other commissioners kind of sign it and put a big seal on it as something extra that goes with their diploma. So I want to thank Principal Estes for including us in that. Next slide, please. So thank you, Carrie, for Chef's Food Fest. It was a blast to be able to attend that. Commissioner Knaff was able to provide a message to the community. Lots of great food was eaten, lots of fun was had. So thank you so much, and it's always for a good cause. So next slide. So we open up a brand new bridge. I wanna thank everyone for the Silver Copper Crossing. We had that on Friday, June 7th. We had a wonderful turnout. I want to thank our LTAB members so much for being big advocates for it and attending. It was great to see all of you there. And thank you so much for being there and being a part of the ribbon cutting. I want to thank Congresswoman Susie Lee. Silver Rider was incredible. They provided shuttles, but they also provided cooling stations on the bridge. So once again, we're using our community partners, and they were top notch with helping us with that. Metro, I want to thank Metro volunteers. They were there helping to regulate traffic and make sure people were getting water, cooling towels, everything like that. Clark County Fire was there as well, so thank you so much. Chamber of Commerce and Chamber of Commerce VIPs were fantastic with handing out things. We had Nevada State Police, NDOT, NDOW. I want to thank Jimmy Floyd with Public Works and Andrew Bennett with the Office of Traffic Safety. Bullhead City, the Bullhead City Fire and Police. Pink Box Donuts was there. We had donuts and coffee. That was a big hit. And Kona Ice was there as well. I want to, as always, thank Tammy from our office, as well as her daughters, Amy and Tracy. They showed up, and they were handing out goodies and swag all day. And they were wonderful, as always. And I just want to thank the community as a whole. It was really cool to, Tammy and I were talking about today, like, reflect on doing an event on a bridge. I mean, I don't think anyone's ever really done an event on a bridge. Usually you have a parking lot or a room, but we really made it work. It was great to see everyone enjoying it and being able to have a wonderful program. So if you wanna go to the next slide. So that's just a really cool shot we saw of how, you know, it was all set up on the bridge. And then the next slide. So here's some more cool photos, and it looks really nice with a great welcome to Nevada and our new Silver Copper Crossing. One more slide. And thank you again to Metro. It was really awesome for you to all be there. And then one more. and then the fire department as well. So it was great to have our first responders on the bridge and with the community and being able to interact with them as well. So thank you so much. And then the next slide. So after that event, Renee and myself, as well as Commissioner Naff, we were able to stop by the library. They were doing an ice cream social for their summer reading challenge. This is really neat. They're trying to encourage reading and education all through the summer months. They had a lot of good giveaways, a lot of ice cream. So it was a really good event. And I think that's going on through the whole month. So definitely pop in the library and enjoy some of the fun things they have for that event. And then the next slide. And then I just want to remind everyone, the Laughlin Residential Road Project Phase 2, Areas 4 and 5, that is still ongoing. Hopefully we'll start seeing some paving soon if it hasn't started, but those are those areas that have not been completed and we should be getting on the roll with that soon. So I just want to let everyone know we still have that project going on through Laughlin. So, and then that concludes the slideshow there. And as always, we have Commissioner Naff's newsletters in the back. This always has a lot of good information. Please let us know if you want electronically or anything like that. We can get it to you. And then one last thing I want to mention that we also have in the back is a list of our cooling stations. I know we're in that time of year right now, so if a neighbor or somebody needs to find a cooling station, maybe their AC is not working, or you know any member in our community that needs to find them, we have two that are here. There's one at the American Legion, and there's also one at the Colorado River Food Bank. And our office always sends out a blast email when it's activated. So if you want to be on that email, just contact our office. But we're starting to see those being activated more frequently. So please keep those in mind during the warm season. And with that, that concludes my reports.
Thank you. We'll move on to number two, receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers with the Metro Police.
All right, good afternoon, Mark. Thank you for all that. We have had a busy month here. A lot of community relations, but we love it. We feel being partners of the community is our main goal each month. So to be involved in all those events has been great, and my officers love it. If you saw that picture on the bridge, there's about 8-10 officers up there. Probably half of those was their day off. They enjoy living here in Laughlin. They enjoy being part of the community, so they are more than happy to be involved in all these events, even on their off time. So I do appreciate them and the hard work that they do. I'll touch on some of the boring stuff here first. We'll just go over our monthly stats, and then if there's any questions with that, then I just have a couple public safety announcements I wanted to address really quick. So for the month of May, for 2024, we responded to 323 calls for service. That's up 16% from last year. So we have had to see that as a little bit of an increase. I think overall this year is definitely busier than last year. Some of it is just, more people are coming to Laughlin, which is good. That's what we like to see. But if you look at compared to last month, that's only three extra calls compared to last month. So it's, for us, not anything super alarming. Just an overall totality that this year is busier than last year. So it doesn't mean there are 300 violent calls. It's just any call to the police department here in Laughlin that we've responded to just gets as a tally here for our stats. Total, we wrote 247 citations. That's pretty much average for us. We usually average right about 200. DUIs, we had three DUI arrests, three arrests for battery domestic violence, and total arrests or bookings here at the Laughlin station, Tucker Holding, was 22. And then as we are now into the summer, the calls for service at the school have decreased, so we're excited for that. Just wanted to touch on two things really quick, or three. Obviously today, hopefully everyone knows, is voting day, so hopefully everyone is at the library voting. Today's the last day to vote. We make sure everyone's doing their civic duty and voting. There are some important elections here in Laughlin that we want to make sure everyone gets out and votes. Number two, tomorrow is our Coffee with the Cop. It is at the Vista Creek Apartments. You do not have to live there to come. It's open to the public. Anyone is available to be there. We do have a crime prevention specialist from Vegas coming down to give some tips for anyone to basically help them not be a victim of a crime, whether that's for their residence or for their car. Just some overall tips, even for businesses, to help reduce the odds of them being a victim of a crime. So if anybody's available tomorrow, 11 a.m., I'd love to see everybody out there. Last item, if anyone saw on Fox 5 News, they did report on scam phone calls. We did have a couple come into the station today that unfortunately became victim of a scam phone call. What criminals are doing is, if anyone's not aware of the technology, you can spoof or fake a phone number. So you can pick a phone number and actually show up on that caller ID that that person's calling you, even though they're not. So what people are doing is using the phone number here from the Laughlin Police Station or from the main Metro phone number and calling you. So on your caller ID, it says Laughlin Police Station, Metro Police are calling you, but it's not us. So just the number one rule really for any phone scams, if anybody asking for money over the phone is a major red alert. The police department, we do not ask people for money. If you are unfortunate enough that you do have a warrant out for your arrest, we don't call you. That's something that we might notify you by mail, or if you get pulled over, the officer would notify you that way. You can go online and do a free search if that's the fear. If you think you have a warrant, you can search the Clark County Courthouse, Justice Court, Muni Court. That's all free to get online and check to see if you think you may have a warrant. If you do receive one of those phone calls, just realize that if anyone's calling saying they're from the police department and has anything to do with money or donating money, any of those type of things, that's not coming from us. The only time that we may solicit donations is at our national night out, but that would be a face-to-face interaction with people that are donating. Like you saw on the bridge, you know, Pink Box Donuts came out, they brought an entire truck and giving out free donuts, or the Kona Ice with shaved ice. So for someone to call and ask for money is got to be a red flag. So make sure you're letting your neighbors know. And with our elderly population here in Laughlin, we are a high target location. So I just want to make sure that everyone's aware of that. Any meetings that you have, or email blasts that you have, or social media, to take a look at that. So that's just one little public service announcement. So, and from there, we'll just take any questions.
Yep. Any questions?
Anybody? Good.
Thank you.
I've got one thing real quick. Yeah. I just want to thank Lieutenant Rogers, and as well as our fire department. On Friday, there was actually a really big car fire on 163, and both Metro and Clark County Fire responded immediately. Commissioner Naft actually saw it when he was leaving town, called me, and then I called Chief Touchstone and Lieutenant Rogers, and they were out there immediately. Everyone is safe and all that, so just thank you so much for your service. I know everyone had a long day on the bridge, but they still responded to a call immediately, so that was great. So, and thank you to Clark County Fire as well.
And I'll let the fire department give some safety tips on vehicles and those type of things. But sometimes what does happen is your car's overheating. We do like to pull over the shoulder, but we don't realize we're driving right on top of some dead sagebrush, and that has caused vehicle fires in the past. So I'll let the fire department give maybe a quick little public safety announcement on, you know, not to do that. But yeah, thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, 11 a.m. Vista Creek Apartments in the community room. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, number three, receive a report from Clark County Fire Department.
Good afternoon. My name's John Borla, B-O-R-L-A. I'm with the Clark County Fire Department. I work as battalion chief in Battalion 13, which covers the south, pretty much the southeast part of the valley, as well as our Laughlin stations. So super happy to be here today. I wanted to share a few of our statistics and run volume with you for the last month. This is my first time here, so if I'm doing something wrong, let me know, please. As far as our run numbers for the month of May, Station 76, which is the station right next door, ran a total of 119 calls. Station 85, which is south of us in the residential area, ran a total of 88 calls for a total of 207 responses, which is up a little bit from last month in April, but it's down year over year. We did adjust some of our response model, and our goal is to get the right unit on the right call. We want to leave our engines available for fires and severe medical calls. So by adjusting those both in the valley and in Laughlin, our numbers year over year are down slightly. The other thing Chief Touchstone wanted me to mention was that Watercraft 76 will be repaired and back in service by the end of this week. So we're very excited about that. We're very happy to participate in the bridge opening, and we thank you guys. And as far as the safety announcement, I'll just repeat what the officer said. Please, if your car's on fire, don't drive it into brush or near a building. If you have any questions for me, I'd go ahead and entertain those at this time.
Any questions? Nope, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Number four, receive a report from Jason Bailey on the Big Bend Water District.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District with a report for the month of May. Total diversions from the river for the month of May were 272 acre feet. That's up from May of last year. And year-to-date total diversions are 1,165 acre feet. Again, slightly up from this time last year. Just a brief water system update. Staff is continuing to perform some electrical upgrades to the Big Bend raw water pumping station. This is part of our maintenance plan, and these upgrades will enhance and improve the reliability of that pumping station. As far as development inquiries, you can see the four of them listed there. They have not changed since last month. And then the financial update through the fiscal year to date through April 30th, the Big Bend Water District had an operating surplus of $126,000. And so after capital expenditures and debt service payments, the debt balance decreased $66,000. And you can see that there. Just a reminder, the fiscal year ends June 30th. And then I also wanted to just let the board know that the Big Bend Water District fiscal year 24-25 budget was approved last month by the Big Bend Water District Board of Trustees. Lastly, I have some information here about how to properly drain your pool or your spa. We've been getting some questions up in the Las Vegas Valley about this, and so I brought some information down if it would be appropriate for me to leave here at the county building. This information can also be found on snwa.com, but I just wanted to bring some down. And that's my report.
Thank you. Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Is it possible, so the budget that was approved in the May meeting, is it possible to get a copy of that?
Absolutely.
Or is that public?
It is public. It's on the website.
On the website.
And I can send it to the board as
okay.
well. I'll send that today.
Okay. Thank you. Please.
Yep.
Any other questions? That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation District.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Council members. Will Smith with the Clark County Water Reclamation District Laughlin Facility, here to share my statistics for May 2024. The Laughlin Water Resource Center treated an average of 1.56 million gallons per day, producing clean water returned to the Colorado River. That is a decrease by 60,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Last year at this time, we had 1.62 million gallons per day. We had no sewer service complaints, no odor complaints, and zero call before you dig tickets for the city of Laughlin. And attached to our report, which I turned over to the secretary, is our influent flow comparison chart. And I'm opening myself up for any questions.
Any questions?
No.
Nope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, receive a report and information from Maria O'Brien with HELP on Southern Nevada regarding services.
She's not here today, but we've got some information in the back, so.
Okay, so anyone who needs in that information, it is available in the back of the room. Receive a report from Kelly Lohr, Southern Clark County Coordinator. With UNR, okay.
Yeah, UNR Extension, Kelly Lehrer. University of Nevada, Reno Extension began a Literature in the Garden-themed summer class at the library for the beginning of the Junior Master Gardener certification process. We've had five students attend regularly, but we just started 2 weeks ago. And we'll take more if they're interested in doing something cool and free during the summer. It runs Thursdays from 10:30 to 11:30 at the library through July 25th, disincluding the 4th of July. Older participants have the opportunity at some point to become a certified master gardener or a junior certified master gardener. So it's an actual certification process. They just have to complete designated tasks, and those tasks are hands-on activities, which they love through our program. So we're just providing those for them. The library has allowed us to utilize the raised garden bed in the back patio, so we're doing that for our programming. And we also have a Lego robotics class from noon to 1 that follows that class on Thursdays. The target audience is 3rd through 5th grade, and our theme is surviving in space. And the students are building on collaborative themes to create satellites and rovers and compactors, and they're learning about friction and zero gravity, trying to build on their vocabulary a little bit. They're learning to provide codes for their creations, and we use the Lego We Do robotics program. So it's a kit, and they follow it with an iPad, and they build these creations, and then they program, and they move, and they think it's the greatest thing ever. So they're having a good time. Next month, we have one junior high school student from the Boys and Girls Club that will be attending our overnight camp in Alamo. That was thanks to a scholarship program donation made for this exact purpose prior to me being in this position. So there's still funds in that account. So we're hoping in the future to have more junior high students and high school students take advantage of this opportunity annually. It's a great camp up in Alamo. It's cooler up there. There's acres of property, and they just have fantastic programming up there. And so hopefully when this person gets back, he'll be able to report what a good time he had. I'm going to try and talk him into coming and sharing that with you. Because we would like to look into having a day camp for the elementary school at some point in the future to do a field trip so they can experience that too. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's worth it. We're looking toward implementing fall programming with a second grade teachers, a couple of them, during their science lessons. We'll also be supplementing junior high programming again at the Boys and Girls Club, and working with the Laughlin High School Library to host 4-H programming there during school as well. UNR Horticulture is also collaborating with Metro again and Rotary for the hydroponics class, and that'll start in the fall in September. And Metro, Rotary, and Interact volunteers recently gave us an assist and a boost at the community garden, feeling new beds, putting them together, putting the soil in, and hoisting some new banners if you haven't been down there. I know it's bloody hot, but it looks fantastic down there. And there's some beds that are thriving. We have tomatoes, beans, radishes, collard greens, and carrots popping up. So now we're just looking into some shade structures down there for the summer. We also have a UNR horticulture specialist guest speaker coming in October, and those flyers will be around town here shortly. He's going to come on October 12th from 11 to 12:30 at the Laughlin Library. And it's Dr. ML Robinson, the one who brought snakes before. And he's going to be speaking on arachnids, and he will also bring some live specimens, but he was told to leave them in the containers. So I promise you. Any questions for me at this time?
Questions? No, thank you so much.
All righty, thanks.
Okay, we'll receive a report from Parks and Rec regarding the status of the programs of upcoming activities. Nobody's here from Parks and Recs? There is some information in the back. They're currently running 16 programs with 1,040 participants. So if you like any information, it should be in the back. Okay, we'll receive a report from Carrie Larson with the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming business in Laughlin.
Ooh, I'm tired. So we had a fantastic Chef's Food Fest, and I will get to that. As far as upcoming ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings, we have the Laughlin River Jet Ski Rentals ribbon cutting and grand opening on, I got the wrong date on there. It's in June, and it's coming up soon, and you can see it on the Facebook and on our website. Our next mixer will be at Laughlin River Lodge. And that's in September. I do have a date in mind, but I want to get it finalized before we announce that. Networking and education, we have Toastmasters tonight at the Chamber at 4:30, as well as on the 24th. So that'll always be on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And it runs an hour. We don't go over. It's very planned. We have a business breakfast coming up. This one's going to be cool. LVMPD, the Laughlin Substation, has volunteered to sponsor this breakfast. We have Sergeant Donnie Cox, Sergeant Mark Andres, and Renee Yepes. Yep, I can't say her last name. Coming down to speak to our members, and they're going to be talking about what businesses should do in the event that they encounter a robbery or a burglary, how to deal with that. And I think that that's important information. Unfortunately, these days, those things happen. Michelle in our office has been working on a new project that's working out swimmingly. She's doing roundtables once a month. And so on July 1st, we will have at noon a roundtable regarding human resources. So we're going to be talking about education benefits, and that's going to come out of Brielle McNeil with Grand Canyon University. She's going to talk about how businesses can educate their students or their employees. And then leadership development is on the list as well. And we're going to talk about how do we grow leaders starting young in their careers, and how do you maintain good leadership skills. So that's coming up. I'm excited about that one. Chef's Food Fest was a night to behold. It was pretty cool. We ended up doing our guaranteed $15,000, and the live and silent auctions brought in $13,864. So it's just shy of $29,000. There is more coming. So we did a fine dining raffle at the event, and we're working on reconciling that right now. So we'll have a further press release of the total that we're donating to River Fund, Inc. It was a lot of fun. I got to wear a hat. We made a movie. We're going to post the movie, but we have some pictures to add to the end of it. So all of that will be coming up on the Laughlin Chamber's Facebook page. Community Achievement Awards, the 27th annual, is coming up on November 2nd. Happy hour starts at 4:30, and we encourage everyone to go to laughlinchamber.com and nominate people that they would like for different awards. As far as our membership goes, we have had 13 new members in the second quarter. Three of those are from Laughlin. We have a total of 312 members, and our percentage is 34% coming from Laughlin. We've gotten two new members just in the last 2 days walking in the door, so that's been exciting. Our VIPs are on break for the summer, so they don't have any general meetings. Their next big thing will be working the Jason Aldean concert with LTC and Aquarius on September 21st. As always, we still have notary services, and the information of how and when to get that done at the chamber is on the back in my report. Road signage, no further action on that so far. I did have an update for the LTAB regarding the Section 368 Energy Corridor. I had a response from Crystal Hoyt with BLM regarding possible development restrictions pertaining to the energy corridor that would run through basically where the races are, the SCORE store races. So I asked her, would that prohibit us from any development in that area? And her response was, facilities or uses proposed within corridors that would impede the intent would be evaluated on a case-by-case basis to ensure future siting could occur. So I thought I would pass that on to you. And as always, Laughlin Labyrinths, sign up if you want to help maintain them. That is all that I have for today, and I'll let you know Jackie is unable to come today. So,
thank you. Any questions? Okay, as we just heard, Jackie will not be with us today. Again, we have the information from the Laughlin Tourism. If you like the information, you can get it from the back of the room. Okay, let's move on to receive a report from Tanya Brown with the Laughlin Library. She is not with us. Okay, how about receive a report from the Laughlin School System? Nope. Okay, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county and community meetings and events.
I just have one quick announcement. I just want to remind everyone this Friday is Flag Day, so just remember that and to celebrate it accordingly.
Thank you. We have no planning and zoning and no general business. This leads us to the general public comments. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name, your address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote. Do we have any public comments today?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Heather Payne, and I am a longtime Laughlin resident. I'm also a teacher at the middle school. So my comment question is, I grew up in this town, and as I was growing up, we were able to have sports and different things to kind of get the community together, get the students out of their houses and doing things, and that seems to has all gone to bullhead. Is there an idea of bringing it back to Laughlin? Do we have to go to bullhead for those things? As a teacher, we don't see students want to get outside of their handheld game systems. My son is in the back on one, My desire is to get these kids back in a community mindset in like seeing each other outside of a game system and maybe even bringing our community together more by, you know, having like-minded parents come out and having their students play sports. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Madam Chair, I just have a request.
Yes.
If it is at all possible, just of staff, we just had the voting on our budget for Laughlin. That document that's posted online is thousands of pages. It's the entire Clark County budget. Is it possible to get just the synopsis as it pertains to Laughlin for our budget that was just approved?
Yeah, I can reach out to...
Yeah, wading through that, I didn't quite make it to the pages that it is because it's different than what it was last year, so...
Sure. Yep, I can reach out to our department to find out...
Just print the pages that pertain to Laughlin, if you would, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I don't know that this is the appropriate time, but Mark, I would like to get... agendized a subject that I brought up months ago when there was an assistant in the senior center over at the park. And he didn't last very long, and he's never been replaced. And since that time, we've never seen the manager at this meeting. What I would like to see agendized so it can come for consideration and action by this board is a motion to remove what represents as a tennis court south of the senior building in the park. It's never used. It occupies a tremendous amount of property. And I think that if we would agendize that, if the board decides to approve moving ahead with this, and it's referred favorably to the commissioners and they act favorably, that we could install a pickleboard cart, a shuffleboard, some of the outdoor games that, that people participate in on a regular basis. There is absolutely no use for that area at this time. And I'll tell you what, since 1992, I've been in that park practically every day. And you know, if you take a look at the incidence of attendance, 1,000-something, if you put it on a 30-day basis, I don't know if that's including the kids that are up there that are inside, if it's the adult people that are in playing cards or reading books, or it's the people in the dog park. Whatever it is, if you put that on a 30-day basis, it's not an impressive number. And I know that there are a lot of people who would be perfectly willing and anxious and able to participate in the games that I'm suggesting be included out there. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just for clarification, are you talking about the tennis courts or the volleyball court?
I don't know that there's a difference.
Okay. Because I know the tennis courts are the ones with the fence around it, and we were playing pickleball there.
I'm not talking about the tennis courts. Those are fenced.
Right.
And those are used.
Okay, so you were
those
talking about the volleyball.
I'm talking
it's
about
the volleyball court. Yeah.
I'm talking about the area that's circumscribed by cement blocks.
Right.
Yeah, that's the volleyball court.
Volleyball court. Okay, thank you.
So maybe a lawn with the Parks and Rec.
Yep. And RPM, we can reach out and see what possibilities are.
Great, thank you for bringing that up. That'll also tie into adding additional activities for the Laughlin community. Okay, any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, our next, oh, okay.
My name is Renee Yepez and I live in Laughlin, and after hearing much talk about the children and having activities here for the children, I just want to make the comment that it would be really well served to bring something to Laughlin for the kids, whether it be a baseball team or some other type of activity. I was a little worried about the tennis because I'm like, wait a minute, we could probably do some tennis for the kids, you know? But even I think, why don't we have rowing? We have water. We have lakes, things nearby that the kids could be involved in. And I don't know what it would take to do that, but it would be very good for the children to have something to do here in Laughlin and not have to always either travel over there. And much of these parents who are in the apartments don't even have a car to get to these other activities. I have to provide buses for a lot of my activities. So I also agree with what was stated. We do need some activities here for the kids. That's all.
And I'll just make one follow-up comment. I will connect everyone with Kelly Lear with UNR Extension. She has brought so many new programs to our students. She's worked with the schools. She's really gotten in there. So I think these are all great ideas that she's able to add to her extension program. So I know I'm looking at Kelly she might be able to she's a doer, so she will get these things done.
So can I stand up here for public comment and tell you that I'm a longtime coach and a physical education teacher. Volleyball was my game, so I'm sorry. I was really sorry to hear about that. But the courts are nice, and we did use them for Boys and Girls Club. But as far as activities and sports, that's something that we can try and create in our curriculum and try and instill something in a club. We were actually looking for adventure outdoors is what we were gonna call it, and try and use the lake and the river and the paths and try and get the kids outside outdoors, because that is a passion of mine. So we are working on it, but you all know that I'm pretty new, so this is 8 months into it. But yes, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to hear about that. And so being in the school, we'll see if we can't get some interested kids and get them outside and get them playing again.
Thank you. Question. Any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, our next meeting will be July 9th, 2024. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Remember, turn on your cell phones.